47 out of 50. What are some learnings? Number one, the real estate agent is the most important component in the auction. Why? Because they're the ones doing the vendor management. They're the ones that are keeping vendors informed. They're the ones. And what is the perfect auction system? I'll tell you what it is. 47 points of contact from the day that you list it to the day of the auction. Because if 47 times you have given them feedback on offers, if you've given them feedback on good things, if you've given them feedback on the bad things, if you've given them feedback, you've had trust with them. And you know what, my friends? If you've done all of that, what will actually happen is this. They're going to believe you and listen to you on the day of the auction. And today, let me share with you one of the strategies that I used to put a deal together that was very difficult to put together, and that was to pull out the CoreLogic RP Data app and actually show the vendor that the offer that we had was in fact good, because CoreLogic RP Data had three levels of confidence, three circles, three levels of confidence on the price. And can I say to you, guys and girls, I'm telling you straight that they ended up taking that offer. And the reason they took that offer is that they were looking at a third party source that was validating what I was saying. And not only that, a powerful third party source being a data company, the largest data company. Do not underestimate the power of pulling data out. Make data your best friend, guys and girls. Make data your best friend. And never forget to remind people that even though they might not like the number, if the vendor doesn't like the number they're seeing on CoreLogic RP Data as the estimated value, guess what? Even if they don't like it, they've got to accept one thing, that the buyer and the valuer will most likely see that number. And that is where the power comes, guys and girls. The fact that when you start speaking from a position of strength, when you start speaking like a trusted advisor and not just this commission breath real estate agent that is just saying stuff coming out of your mouth with an air of desperation, take this offer. No, you stay calm and you stay collected. And what you do is you say, Mr. and Mrs. Vendor, I totally get that the number you're hoping to get today is different to the number that we've got. This is what you need to know. That 127 people inspected your property. That 127 people had an opportunity today to exchange money that they have in their pocket with your property. And in reality, only four decided that they would actually even compete. Then, those four people that did compete used competition and compression, which was able to get us to this number. Now, it appears that this number, which has been created by compression selling, competition, high-level marketing, emotional attachment from the buyer, is still lower than what you'd like. So you would turn around and you would say to yourself, well, who's right and who's wrong? And what I'd like to say, Mr. and Mrs. Vendor, is let's detach ourselves for a moment, because at the moment, this for you is your home. But for the buyer, it's another house. And for the record, there were 74 other open for inspections today of other houses that the buyer could look at. But for you, it's your home. I want you to understand, Mr. and Mrs. Vendor, this is what CoreLogic is saying in terms of logic, in terms of data, in terms of comparable sales, and the algorithm that they use, which is live, is measuring everything from square meters to number of bedrooms to properties that got sold yesterday. This is the most effective and the most accurate KPI we can use. So guys and girls, a couple of other things. Who wants to be an auctioneer? I think there's an incredible opportunity for guys and girls that are already in real estate that take the next step and become an auctioneer, even if they're auctioning their own properties. Why? Because when you're an auctioneer, you have this eminence about you in the marketplace. They treat the auctioneer better than the agent a lot of the times, and the agent's been working for 4 weeks. So why wouldn't you go off, do your auctioneer's course? Why wouldn't you go off, start watching YouTube videos of auctioneers? Why wouldn't you go off, start going to some of the auctions of the good auctioneers, taking notes, writing down a few of the one-liners that they're sort of using, work on your spiel, practice in your bedroom, record yourself, and then you know what? Maybe pick a good property that's going to have a lot of people interested and do an auction. And I'll tell you why. Because I believe that the most successful real estate people in the country have got eminence. And if you Google the word eminence, it says a person that has superior knowledge and perception in the marketplace. And I believe when you are sitting there calling an auction, you get this pedestal that lifts you up. People are listening to you, and I've got to say to you, that is something that's going to help you build a true attraction magnetic business and build your profile to get people on the shopping list, and it's going to help you. And I can tell you there are great real estate agents that do their auctions around Australasia. In Melbourne, may I say to you that the majority of real estate agents do their own auctions, and a lot of you are saying, but Tom, aren't you actually putting yourself out of a job by telling people to do this? Yes and no. Yes, because I always tell people the right thing, not the thing that's in my best interest. And the second thing is, there's always going to be properties that I think that the agents aren't going to want to do themselves, and they'd rather get an auctioneer to do it. I would like you to build your personal brand. And I know that real estate auctioneers that are watching this are saying, oh, but Tom, you know, it's not the same. A good auctioneer. Yes, I get it. There is a difference between a good auctioneer and a bad auctioneer. But I've got to say to you, man, realistically, hey, you know what? If you know the product inside out, if you've got a bit of confidence, if you've done a bit of training and rehearsal, it is not as difficult as what people think it is. 100% the real value comes in when you have a property that you have a spanner in the works, like a vendor that comes up with something silly and you're trying to put the deal together, or a buyer that is actually someone there that is a heckler, or that you get stumped with a question before the auction, or you don't have the ability to run with momentum, which you often see me at an auction saying 30, 40, 50, 60, 70, 80, 90, 1.1. And what they do is they love to hear their voice over and over again, and they slow it up. Or they don't have the ability to have spontaneous humor. And I've got to tell you, the thing about humor is this. Here's the deal. If you actually try and have the jokes created before the auction, they're not as funny. True humor happens when it is instinctive. True humor happens when it actually happens because of an incident that happens during an auction and it's your response. I actually think if you don't have true humor, sometimes it's better to stay away from humor, because there's nothing worse than actually saying a joke that no one laughs at. Guys and girls, I'm going to head home now. I want to let you know that I've been really excited because I've been given the go-ahead to train hard again, and I've started training my butt off, and I've been going to something around the corner from my home called Orange Theory, and I post occasionally my results. They have a heart rate monitor that goes on your arm. Your heart rate is monitored the whole time, and there's a thing called splat points, and you've got to try and get 14 of those. And a splat point equals that your heart rate was low and quickly went up. It's pretty much high interval training. So basically, it's an hour of high interval training. I'm sort of going through about 800 calories. Today I did 790, other days I do 820, and I'm enjoying it. A little bit boring, because it's really only three things that you're working on: a treadmill, rower, and the weights room. But it's not dead boring, right? It's not dead boring. And anyway, guys and girls, signing off. I've got two Saturdays of auctions left, and I'm going to go and have some teppanyaki tonight. Tomorrow and for a few days, I'm taking Christina, the girl that used to be on my Sunday night rant, the youngest one, Christina, taking her to the Gold Coast to hang out and chill out together. And Madeline has returned from Denmark, which she was away for around four and a half weeks. So she returned last night or yesterday in the morning. So guys and girls, signing off. Enjoy your weekend for those that are cruising tomorrow, and those of you in New Zealand that are working, happy opens.